Researchers just confirmed that the latest AI models have blown past every benchmark we had for autonomous cyber capability. Not nudged past them, blown past them. And Congress is already in closed-door briefings trying to figure out what that means. If you thought AI governance was a 2027 problem, today's episode should recalibrate that.
This is Clear Text for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. I'm Alex Chen.
And I'm Jordan Reeves.
Today we're covering a lot of ground that intersects in ways you'll want to think through carefully. The AI capability story and what it means for your threat models, OpenAI entering the defensive security market directly, a critical Nginx vulnerability that's been sitting in your infrastructure for 18 years, Foxconn hit by ransomware with supply chain implications for anyone touching Apple, Google, or NVIDIA hardware, and a DLP blind spot in your RAG deployments that you may not know you have. Let's get into it.
So the headline that's driving everything else today, two independent research teams confirmed this week that Anthropic's Claude Mythos Preview and OpenAI's GPT 5.5 have surpassed every trendline researchers were tracking for autonomous cyber operations. We're talking about models that can now reason through and execute complex offensive tasks at a level that was not projected to arrive for years. And the uncomfortable part is, nobody knows if this is a one-time capability jump or the new baseline trajectory.
And the reason this matters at the board level before it matters at the technical level is this. Your threat models are almost certainly stale. Most organizations built their AI risk assumptions on a capability curve that these models just made obsolete. When your board asks whether your defenses are calibrated to the actual threat, the honest answer this week is probably not yet.
The congressional response is telling. House Homeland Security held a closed briefing with Anthropic reps Wednesday specifically about the cyber risks posed by Mythos. More hearings are coming, and the word closed is doing a lot of work there. They're not having a public conversation because what they're hearing is sensitive enough to not be public.
For CISOs thinking about AI procurement and governance, this is the signal. Regulation of frontier AI model cyber capabilities is no longer hypothetical. It's in the drafting phase. If you're deploying these models in your security operations today, you want to be thinking about what a compliance framework looks like before Congress defines it for you. Get ahead of it.
And directly connected to that, OpenAI's announcement of Daybreak. This is OpenAI's formal entry into the defensive cybersecurity market, using GPT 5.5 for vulnerability detection, with partnership agreements with Cloudflare, Cisco, and CrowdStrike. They're explicitly positioning it as the more open alternative to Anthropic's tightly restricted Mythos model.
The vendor landscape just changed. When OpenAI is partnering with CrowdStrike and Cisco, that's not a research initiative. That's a go-to-market strategy, and it's going to move fast. CISOs evaluating AI-powered security tooling now have a different set of questions to ask their existing vendors. How are your partners integrating these capabilities? What's the roadmap? And critically, what are the access controls and liability frameworks when a GPT 5.5-powered system makes a decision in your environment?
The tension between Daybreak's relative openness and Mythos's restriction is actually the governance question in miniature. More open means faster adoption and faster attacker access. More restricted means slower deployment on both sides. Neither answer is clean.
Let's shift to something that should go directly to your vulnerability management queue. CVE 2026-42945, Nginx's rewrite module, heap buffer overflow, CVSS v4 score of 9.2, unauthenticated remote code execution. The flaw has existed for 18 years across both Nginx Plus and Nginx Open Source, and was discovered this week by the Depth First research team.
Nginx is in how much of your web infrastructure? Load balancers, reverse proxies, API gateways, it's everywhere. An unauthenticated RCE in a module this foundational is not a patch it in the next cycle situation. This is an emergency change control conversation you need to have today.
Inventory first, then patch. If you don't have a clear picture of every Nginx instance in your environment, including those running inside containers, inside vendor appliances, inside cloud-managed services, this vulnerability exposes exactly that gap. This one's straightforward. Prioritize it, document your exposure, and patch.
On the breach front, Foxconn. The Nitrogen ransomware gang is claiming responsibility for an attack on Foxconn's North American facilities. For context, Foxconn is the world's largest electronics manufacturer. Apple, Google, NVIDIA, they're all running through Foxconn's supply chain. And this is one of roughly 600 ransomware hits on manufacturers so far in 2026.
The supply chain angle is what your board will ask about. If you're relying on hardware from any of those major vendors, you need to understand your exposure and your vendor's incident response posture. This isn't about whether your own systems are compromised, it's about whether your hardware supply chain has integrity right now. Start asking your vendor contacts what they know.
And while we're on ransomware payments, the Canvas situation. Instructure, which owns the Canvas Learning Management platform, has apparently reached what they're calling an agreement with Shiny Hunters following a data breach affecting student data. Security experts reading that language are reading it as a payment. House lawmakers are now demanding answers.
This one matters to CISOs because it will come up in your next board conversation about ransomware payment policy. Instructure paid, if that's what happened, despite FBI guidance, and is now facing congressional scrutiny on top of the reputational damage. The lesson isn't whether to pay or not. The lesson is that agreement doesn't make the problem go away, and it creates a different set of problems your board needs to understand before you're in that room making that call under pressure.
Before we get to the outlook, one more story that deserves specific attention from anyone running RAG-based AI deployments internally. Research published this week under the name Vector Smuggle demonstrates that enterprise RAG systems create a data exfiltration channel that your existing DLP tools cannot see. When you convert sensitive documents into vector embeddings and send them to an embedding service or vector database, those embeddings travel over standard HTTPS connections and are completely opaque to DLP inspection.
If you've deployed an internal AI assistant, and many of you have in the last 12 months, your sensitive documents may be moving through a channel your security stack is blind to. This isn't theoretical. The research framework demonstrates it working. You need to assess which documents are being ingested, where the embeddings are going, and what controls exist at the vector database layer. This is a new category of data governance risk, and most organizations haven't scoped it yet.
Quick note from the governance side, the UK announced plans this week to update the Computer Misuse Act 1990 to provide legal protections for security researchers conducting good faith work. This was bundled into the King's Speech as part of a broader national security modernization package. For any of you managing bug bounty programs or vulnerability disclosure programs with UK-based researchers, this reform, when it lands, changes the legal risk calculus for both sides of that relationship. Watch the space.
So zooming out, the theme of this week, if you had to name it, is the assumption gap. The gap between what organizations assumed AI capability would look like in 2026 and what it actually looks like. The gap between what your DLP tools can see and what's actually moving across your network. The gap between your threat model and the threat that actually showed up.
And the thing about assumption gaps is they're invisible until someone points them out or until an attacker exploits them. The Foxconn attack, the Nginx vulnerability sitting for 18 years, the vector embedding blind spot. These are all versions of the same problem. Things we assumed were fine, weren't.
The action from this week isn't any single patch or policy change. It's a reassessment conversation with your team, with your board, with your vendors. Are the assumptions we built our strategy on still accurate? Because several of them just expired.
That's the work.
That's Clear Text for Thursday, May 14th. Show notes and links to every story we covered today are at cleartext.fm. If this episode was useful, share it with a peer who needs it. We'll be back tomorrow.
Stay sharp.